Hi everyone and welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 149, we think. We're not going to check, but we're pretty sure. And we talked about... and Ian's here.
Hello.
Sorry, I was just ready to get straight in there. But
yeah, you forgot about me.
How could I?
I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the 80s challenge. We don't normally do the challenges. Like we'll tend to look at the finalists, but... You know, we're both kids of the 80s. Someone said, oh, you should look at them as well. Yeah. We tried to look at them. We couldn't find them. And now they're back. So it's fine. Also, they have delayed the challenge because they had so many entries. So it's quite a popular one.
Okay.
And so we should be voting right now. But they've pushed it back another week or 10 days, I think.
Yeah.
So we've got time to look at all of them. 308. Are you ready?
308.
We don't have to talk about all of them. But
they may struggle.
Yeah.
May have to do this as a two-parter.
No, we're just going to breeze through.
Okay.
We might get bored of the 80s by the end of
it. We might.
There are various bits of Lego news that we don't care about because there's Star Wars sets and things. So I think the 80s is much more up my street. And are we doing it just from the pictures, right?
Yeah.
That's our style. So we're not going into the things.
I'm confused by that one. The pictures are changing.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
It's magic of the internet, Ian.
Why don't other people do that then?
I don't know.
Yeah. How weird.
It's the Goonies.
Mm.
Hey, you guys.
It's a really impressive looking set.
Because it's like ship one side and then everything else the other side.
Yes.
And like lots of awesome minifigs. You like the Goonies. I like the Goonies.
Yep.
What age are we going to show the kids the Goonies?
I don't know.
I'm sure I watched it at a very young age, but I can't be sure. Like, I feel like I've always known about the Goonies.
I remember your... cousins watching it when...
My cousins?
Your nieces.
I was going to say, I don't have any cousins. Sorry,
the girls' cousins. Watching it when Jenna was maybe about six.
Right.
And Morgan constantly, like, pointing out, like, at some point the dead body blinks or something. And all these weird things and going, so it's not real. And it's like, well, of course it's not real, it's a film.
Yeah. I feel like they knew too much at that point. You gotta just enjoy it. I mean, my favourite part was the guy, the Goonie kiss. We used to give Goonie kisses. You want a Goonie kiss?
I'm okay, thanks.
That's why we don't do video.
Yeah.
But it's like Chunk. He kisses him. It's a Goonie kiss, and it's really cute.
Yes.
I hope that they can hear that lovely noise.
Yeah.
So you like this one?
Yes.
You're thinking this is a strong entry.
What's the pieces limit on this?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
It's massive.
It is massive. It just like a fridge. Yeah, it's, but it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want me to check? I don't want to look at the rules. Seems like a lot of effort.
It does.
But I will because you asked me to. Oh. Judging how to enter. I don't see any numbers there. House rules. I mean, I'm very quick at reading and I didn't see any numbers.
No.
So, yeah. They're just like, have at it.
Okay.
Okay, so Goonies. Awesome. Love.
Yeah.
Thundercats. Ho!
I feel this is more about the minifigs than it is about the set.
It's got the... What's it called? What's their car called?
Thunder Tank.
It's got the Thunder Tank. That's a build.
Yeah, but it's not an amazingly detailed build or anything. It's a bit basic.
It's something in the background to go with the awesome.
Yeah.
Have they got all of them? They haven't got Snarf. Where's Snarf?
Yeah, that's
Snarf, Snarf. Snarf, Snarf. Okay, we've got to disregard it if there's no Snarf.
That is true.
It was quite clearly the coolest character.
Yeah.
Will you Smurf me?
Yeah. So from one hoe to another.
What?
Thundercats hoe, Smurf
air. Oh, okay. What? Ian!
What? Smurf air was specifically... She's not a normal Smurf.
She's not... Because she's a lady Smurf.
She was made to... entertain the boys.
Is that actually true?
That's her origin story, yeah. I can't remember what his name is, the guy who made her.
There you go.
So it's a slightly creepy backstory.
Yeah. They're quite cool. And look, there's a mushroom. So, you know, I've got to love it.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
So, I mean, if you compare this one to the Goonies, like, it's tiny.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
So small a set. But, you know, it's got some brick-built Smurfs. They're quite cute looking.
Yeah, and a mushroom.
And a mushroom.
So, Labyrinth. I have seen Labyrinth. I never saw it in the 80s or anywhere near the 80s.
Like. Yeah, I don't remember seeing it as a kid.
It's the one with what's his face in, right?
Yeah.
And you remind me of the something, the Babe. Is that song?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not caring for that. I quite like the face on the guy at the bottom, though. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
The, like, troll thing. I've seen it once. Okay. Maybe twice. Roger Rabbit. If you're going to do Roger Rabbit, why are you not doing Jessica? Is it Jessica?
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Because getting curves in Lego is hard.
Yeah, also it probably goes against the house rules.
Don't know.
Brick Champs, again, that's two from Brick Champs. He's done the Smurfs and the Roger Rabbit. I think these competitions are quite nice for giving people a, like, this is your theme.
Mm.
And now have it with that. And you get some really good entries.
Yeah.
But I don't. Let's find our favourites. Come on, Under the Mountain.
Never heard of it.
No.
So apparently that was from New Zealand. But it was then shown in the US.
No. Castle in the Sky?
No. So that's Studio Ghibli.
Yeah. Bob Ross, he's the guy who did some paintings, right? I feel like that was more for the adults in the 80s than the children.
Right. Still 80s. This wasn't necessarily...
Yeah, I know. So I have no affinity with it.
Okay.
Although the Bob Ross, The Joy of Painting, I really love it.
Mm.
Like, it's such a beautiful image.
Yeah.
But I don't care for the little TV bit. Just give me the picture. And it's a nice tree.
Yeah.
Willow, I don't think I've actually seen that yet.
You not?
No.
That's okay.
That's the guy with Warwick Davis, right?
Yeah.
The Smurf Village. Oh, I could put that with my mushroom house. They're like little houses. I like that.
Okay.
What's the tall guy called?
Gargamel. That's his name. Is he the bad guy?
He's the baddie,
yeah.
Lone Stars Eagle 5 from...
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs, the parody of Star Wars?
Yeah.
Right, okay. See, other people have made things move. Historical Mayhem at San Diego, maybe? I don't know. What is that? It just looks like it's a modular trying to chomp.
Also, it's Bill and Ted.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent, dude. Is that then? Party on! Is that,
yeah.
That's it, Nick. What was the other one? Wayne's World. I don't think I watched Wayne's World much, but I definitely watched Bill and Ted several times.
Wayne's World was slightly aimed at a slightly older.
Okay. Audience. Bill and Ted, when they go to the, with Napoleon to the ice cream thing.
Yes.
Like, Piggy Wiggy. That was one of my favourite bits. But again, I've no idea what age I watched that.
No.
But I don't feel like that is really catching me from the film.
No.
So, I can now you've said it, I can kind of see it. But,
yeah.
Whereas E.T., I can see that.
Yes.
E.T. phone home. Although I don't feel like the E.T. minifigure would fit in the basket. Because it's small.
It's just far away.
Far away. The Princess Bride, I don't think I care about enough.
No.
But I do like a book. So, I like adding things to my bookshelf. Ooh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Oh, it's a giant Lego piece. And that's clever. I like that. I was listening to a podcast though, and they were talking about how they were showing their kids Honey, I Shrunk the Kid, and the ant scene where the ant dies, gets stung by a scorpion or something.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting. So I think we'll wait a bit before we show our kids that one. The Adventures of the what?
Galaxy Rangers.
Okay. That looked like Star Wars, but less grey.
Yeah.
Not bothered.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kiki's First Delivery is. I know it's Studio Ghibli from the brief, but I like it. Like the little movement in the thing.
Yeah.
And I really like buildings. I'm sure I had some like little wooden buildings like that looked like those buildings. Like,
yeah.
They go with like a train set. But
I'm thinking maybe they came with trains, yeah.
But specifically the red ones and the blue ones. Oh, look, more Goonies. Oh, gosh, is there going to be lots of Goonies and we'll have troubles choosing between them? I quite like the Scully part on that one, but
yes. So that's you don't have the detail key as much. That opened it, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Looks like it.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of Goonies that I remember, but I don't remember every part.
Okay.
So, is that Blues Brothers? Do you care for the Blues Brothers?
I do like the Blues Brothers, but I'm not overly keen on that build.
It's an upturned car on top of maybe a building. Does that happen in anything? How? Like, what's the? Or is it just a plinth?
I don't know.
It looks like the roof of a house.
Mm.
So you're not a fan. You really like the Blues Brothers.
I do really like the Blues Brothers, but yeah, I'm not overly keen on that style of making people.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. It's not for me. The next one is the Pink Panther, and he sings a song about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not laughing audibly enough, but your face definitely says that you found that funny.
Sorry.
So are these being made into sets?
One of them is, isn't it?
Just one, okay.
Why have we seen these ones specifically?
Oh, we'll keep going. What do you mean?
Like, what order are they in?
I don't know.
Does the little purple thing mean these have been picked?
Oh, they'll be stealth picks. Salt by most popular. Popular. How are they defining popular? Because you can't vote on them. You're gonna be popular.
Yeah.
Maybe you could. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe by number of comments, but I don't know. Well, let's keep going and see if we can see some more. Because these are apparently the most popular.
Yeah.
Look, they're still.
That means they're going to get slightly worse.
Yeah, well, that means we could just stop before we reach the end. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But this is really nice for nostalgia. I'm enjoying this. But I prefer the little minifigure ones. Again, it's not my style of build. What I really find annoying when they do like big figs is that the joints are never in the right colour for the people or the turtles.
Yeah, there is that issue.
And it's just annoying. So I'm not bothered, but I think it's good. Sandworm from Beetlejuice, is that the black and white thing around the bottom? Oh,
yeah,
no, it's the thing coming out
the
top.
You can see the head coming out of the top.
And again, I don't think I watched Beetlejuice as a child. I've only watched it since...
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't watch Beetlejuice as a child.
Because it's scary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Surely I heard you say, oh, no, you should watch Beetlejuice. How have you not watched Beetlejuice? Maybe that was because we met...
Definitely not to our kids.
Okay, yeah.
But as a teenager, you watched Beetlejuice.
Yeah, like I didn't.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic, that doesn't look interesting.
Nope.
Skipping that one. Red Dwarf, the end. You'd like a Red Dwarf set, but I don't think that's it. Although that is quite like the iconic scene of the inside their cabin.
Yes.
What's the other one? Something bug. What's it called?
Starbug.
Starbug. So we've seen that before in later ideas.
Yeah.
But it's just too niche. Another Bob Ross. Anne of Green Gables. Oh, it's a movie. I was going to say that's a film. Not a film. That's the same as movie. It's a book, isn't it? A book.
Is Anne of Green Gables... No, it's not. It's okay.
What was the question?
I'm trying to work out whether there was a link between Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe and Anne of Green Gables. And I don't know why.
Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe? I've never heard that saying before.
Never heard that book?
No.
Okay. Is it a sequel? Does it have a sequel? But it's not Anne of Green Gables.
Do you want me to look up?
You can.
Fried Green...
You may get in trouble for saying the author's name, but yeah.
I'll get flagged for that. Okay. I have never heard of that.
You're not?
No.
I don't think my sister had the film.
I don't think it's in any way related to anything else.
No.
I think you've just made that up.
But does it have a sequel? Or is it a sequel?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not clear to me.
No.
Anywho, is it something I should watch?
I don't know, I don't think I ever watched it. I think I saw little bits of it and went, this isn't interesting.
You're making it sound like it's something that, iconic that I should have heard of, but you're just saying your sister liked it.
Yeah.
And that's why you know about it. Okay, so next time, don't be so outraged that I don't know something.
I just, you know, you worked at a library.
Yeah, but I didn't read all the books. What?
Did you not?
No. I'm a really slow reader. I don't know what this one is. Again. Studio Ghibli. The Fool Guy. I don't know what this is.
No.
Sooty?
The
Sooty and Sweep. What noise does Sweep make? Just squeaks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
It was Sue.
Yay. And what was the name of the guy? I want to say Andy, but I don't know.
I can't think. See, I don't associate Sooty and Sweep with the 80s, so.
When do you associate them?
Like, they were around long before the 80s. I mean, you can see they're saying the 75th anniversary.
Oh.
So, well, yes, they were there during the 80s, but they're not associated with the 80s kind of thing.
My dad had a Sooty poppet that he kept in his car. I don't know why. But he'd cut holes in the bottom of it so he could give it a willy.
Matthew Corbett.
You're not listening to the story.
He'd cut holes in the bottom of it so he could give it a willy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was highly entertaining as a child. But I don't understand why he did it and why it was in his car all the time. So every now and then it would get out.
That's raising all sorts of red flags.
He'd just stick his finger through. And then, it was just really funny.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you've met my dad.
Yeah.
So, the Blues Brothers again. Do you prefer that Blues Brothers one? It's quite a nice little diner.
It is.
Jukebox. Taxi. Police car. Police car?
Yeah. I don't know what I would consider like an iconic scene from the Blues Brothers that would work well in Lego.
Yeah. Labyrinth Worm. He's funny looking.
Mm.
And then we've got another Goonies set.
Yep. We said we were going to see Goonies quite a lot.
But is this one better or worse? Like, how can you tell? Which do you prefer? Quite like this one as well.
Yeah, this one is quite good.
So, how are they going to choose one?
It's going to be hard.
Well, they just have to go not Goonies.
Mm.
Alf and the Tanner. Oh, that's that weird face thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been into that. Another Smurfs.
Yeah, more mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah. And like that one seems more close. I think I like the bad guy better in this one.
Mm.
He's done well.
Yeah.
Garfield. I don't think I ever really liked Garfield. Oh, Fraggle Rock. Down a Fraggle Rock. Ch-ch. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Ch-ch. Do-do-do-do-do. Have they made the Fraggles? Do-do-do.
Was that with the clown hair for...
Oh, I can't remember her name either. But you see the guys with the pink noses?
Mm.
I had one of those.
The
little figurine of it.
Oh, what are they called?
The workers?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Begins with a D, I'm sure.
I had one of those.
The dozers?
Doobers?
Something.
I don't know. Bob Ross again, Blues Brothers again. Magnum, look at the hair on his chest. Everyone needs a Tom Selleck figure. Mm. I didn't watch Magnum as a child.
Did you not?
No, but my mum has all the box sets now and I've seen quite a few of them. That's the theme
tune. The reboot of it wasn't bad.
Oh yeah, you watched all that, didn't you?
Yeah,
that wasn't bad. But it wasn't Tom Selleck.
No, it wasn't.
Little Shop of Horrors. You only just recently watched this for the first time, haven't you?
Yeah.
Little Shop. And I'd completely forgotten it was like a complete musical. And I'm like, why are they singing? Like, but I watched it so many times as a child. And it's like, oh, the things you forget.
Mm.
I don't like that Garfield one. They're too brickheady.
Yeah.
Not for me. My Neighbour Totoro. I mean, is that... Have they used the... hot air balloon pieces.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. But again, I don't need it.
Mm.
Facts of Life, I've never heard of.
No.
And I hate brickheads, so no to that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, I'm confused who the characters are. Are those the bad guys? I can't really see the turtles in the picture. Oh, Shredder's at the top. Yeah. Yeah. What's the space special? Oh, it's Spaceballs again.
Yeah, so is that like, I can't remember if it's like the end scene.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Or it's definitely towards the end. But yes, it's basically a piss take of Alien with the thing jumping out, coming out of the stomach.
Also not seen Alien.
And does that and then like tap dances across the diner canteen.
Hang on, thing. In Alien it tap dances?
No, just Spaceballs it does.
Okay, right. Fraggle Rock, I think this isn't as good as the first one.
That's a bit too much rock and not enough Fraggle.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but it's quite funny. What's Laputa? Oh, Studio Ghibli. I mean, there's a lot of it. People love it, but it's just not something I care about. Little Shop of Horrors, you could actually get the
I quite like that.
They could
go
with the piranha plant.
Mm.
Put them together.
Yeah.
Feed, Miss Seymour. E.T., that looks a bit like The Simpsons House.
It does.
But, yeah. Little House on the Prairie. I loved Little House on the Prairie. Did you watch Little House on the Prairie?
Yes.
Sundays, we'd come home from church, go to my... Or we wouldn't come home, we'd go to my granddad's after church, watch Little House on the Prairie, and then go home. And I loved it. Do-do-do-do. This is just theme tunes.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. And also there was a person called Carrie in it. So, you know, loved it more because of that.
There you go.
Big. With the big... what do we call it?
Piano.
Yeah. Again, not overly bothered.
No.
Is that like a face of the fortune teller or something? Blown up. Like, what is this part?
I'm not sure.
It looks like a big open mouth with scary eyes.
Mm.
So maybe that is that.
Could be.
I like the way they've done the Blues Brothers... whatever it is, the things they hold up when they're having their photos taken. That's quite cool. But don't need that.
Yeah.
Is there not a dish that doesn't have like a knobbly bit on it? Because that makes his nose look really wrong.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice.
You want smooth dish. Yeah. But is that a thing?
I'm just trying to think if that is that a 3x3 dish. Is that why they've done it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks weird.
Mm.
And also, when you have minifigs and you can't have a rotundness to them, you need something for the fat controller, like a mould of film.
Yeah.
It's got to be fatter. It's just the thing. Nausicaa, no idea what that is.
No.
Totoro again, that's quite a nice Totoro.
I like that build. It looks...
The Totoro one?
The whole thing, it's a nice little scene.
Yeah.
It's quite clear what it is as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, we've got another Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers coming up a lot.
Mm.
But, I don't know. Bill and Ted. Is that when they go to some sort of spacey part?
That's when they go into the future. And,
yeah. Thomas again. Yeah, look. But, okay.
Yeah, now it looks squished,
doesn't it? Like he's just bashed his nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange. Mm-hmm. Is that Willow again?
Yeah.
Just looks like a castle from here.
Yeah.
I think I'd quite like to have a little Totoro. I don't know. He's quite cute.
Yeah.
We watched that film in a hotel at some point.
We did.
Like, where were we? And why?
I have no idea.
Why are we just hanging out in a hotel? It's weird. Cowabunga, dudes. Footloose, is that an 80s thing? Footloose?
Yeah.
Footloose. Is that a Walkman they're in?
Yes, I think so.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I assume that's not in this actual scene. Like, they don't ever just start on a giant Walkman, no.
To be fair, I'm not sure I've even seen all of the film.
You've not seen Footloose?
Maybe not all of it.
You've got to cut loose.
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors again. Mm. I mean... There was definitely a theme going on, like things people remember.
Yeah, the theme's the 80s.
Yeah, no, but as in, people remember the same things.
Well, yes, there's only so many iconic things from the 80s.
There must be something from the 80s we can find that they haven't covered.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I've not seen yet.
Oh, come on, predict them.
No.
Oh. I want to know what you've got.
I would quite like to see... Well, so, I'm sure they're going to come up, but, like, Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. How about He-Man and She-Ra? She-Ra. Rainbow Bright.
Don't know that one.
Button Moon. We're off to Button Moon.
Yeah, Button Moon must be 80s.
We followed Mr. Spin.
That was the first thing I saw at a theatre.
Button Moon? Button Moon. At a theatre?
At a theatre. It was a children's theatre.
But it was a TV programme.
Yeah.
How did they do it?
A puppet show.
Oh, sounds cool. Why is there two Audreys?
I quite like Tremors, which I think is 80s.
I don't like Tremors. My sister used to watch that and I'd be like, nope, not watching it. It's
quality though.
Yeah, I think my mum and my sister would watch it and I'd be like, I'm just going to go upstairs. Beetlejuice again. And I like the E.T. Moon though.
I like that. Out of the E.T. ones we've seen so far, that's my favourite one.
Because it's just like a simple display piece and the moon looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones were a bit too much. Here's a house.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe for these things you do need a vignette. Vignette, is that the right thing?
Yeah.
Diorama type thing. Thundercat's lair is quite cool though. Look at how they've done the... Because it opens up, doesn't it? The hands.
Yes.
And then they drive in. I quite like that. Thundercat's lair. MacGyver, is that the 80s?
That sounds about right. Yeah,
that's just a box of matches.
I don't think I've seen any of the original MacGyver.
Is that Wrigley's gum? That does... Do you remember when chewing gum used to come in those strips and you could like tear them in half? Do they still do chewing gum like that at all?
I don't know. They must do, yeah.
Mm. I only remember like the little pill-shaped ones now. I don't chew chewing gum, so it doesn't matter. Like Kiki's Delivery Service, I like the look of. Like all those like microscale houses, but I have no idea what Kiki is. It's a witch, apparently. Princess Bride. I feel like the tree is lacking a little.
It looks a little...
Unfinished.
Princess Bride meets Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of the blockiness. Mm. More joy of painting. I mean, seriously. So much Bob Ross.
Mm.
What's that one? Fame. I'm gonna live forever. That one. I'm gonna learn how to fly. Say Anything Boombox. What's that? Oh, it's a comedy film. Never heard of it.
But you know the famous scene of being outside holding up the boombox.
Evidently not.
Okay. What? I don't think I've ever seen the film, but that scene is...
iconic.
Yeah.
What happens?
I don't know.
Oh, he just stands outside holding the boombox.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill and Ted again. E.T., a lot of them are focusing on the house.
Yeah.
Explorers. Ethan Hawke, never heard of it. Oh, Big Gobo Fraggle. Is that the name of the Fraggle?
That's not the one. Is it Fizz? The one who has like the pom-poms sticking out the side.
I don't need a giant Fraggle.
No.
Also, that Beetlejuice figure, proper scary.
Yeah.
I'm going to like scroll so I can't see that, please.
Okay.
Princess Bride. The joy of... What's up with Bob Ross's face? That's kind of scary. Ah, Johnny Five. Just his eyes. Like... Not the whole thing. We just go for a small part of him. What's Zaku 2?
Japanese anime series.
Mm. Danger Mouse. Mm. And the Bluesmobile is... Oh, I thought it was finished better.
No.
Oh, look at the way that the Little Shop of Horrors, it spins around on the... I like that. That's cool. The Waltons. Is that John Boy?
Yeah.
Can I have John Boy? Can I have Mary Jane? Again, it's just a house.
Mm.
But lots of figures. Care Bears upscaled figures. You don't have the roundness of them, though.
Yeah.
It's not quite right. Blues Brothers. Clue? Cluedo.
Cluedo.
Why do we call it Cluedo and they call it Clue?
I don't know.
They just, like, why have we got the dough? Dough. Mm-hmm. That looks like a modular there. Is it a pizza restaurant with turtles? Like, there's actually been turtles minifigures.
Yes.
Why have they just gone for realistic looking turtles with weird generic green faces?
I don't know. That's an interesting choice of minifig.
More elf. Match Patrol?
Mac Patrol.
Mac Patrol. I don't know. There's no T here. We're starting to get down further into sort of the more blocky looking things and less... I don't know. Annie? Is that actually Annie? Yeah, it is actual Annie. What's Reading Rainbow?
No idea.
Oh, it was like a reading thing. Butterfly in the sky. Something like that, and I can't remember the rest of the thing. I mean, it says it there, but I can't think of the tune. Ooh, a Tyrannosaurus Rex that you can actually ride. That's kind of cool. Why is that? Oh, it was a TV show.
Mm. So, but Butterfly in the Sky, the way you sang it, it sounded like you were going into...
You know how I feel. That one. Yeah, I don't know. I can't sing you that one because that's all I've got in my head now.
Yeah.
MacGyver, Puzzle Box Escape. Oh, is that like a puzzle? If that's a puzzle box, that's quite cool. Like, that makes it more fun for me.
Yeah.
And then you got... Nyee, nyee. What's his theme tune? They changed it, so I don't know.
No, shocking.
There's two different ones. Garfield with that pizza slice is quite cool, how it's curving down.
Mm.
But Johnny Quest Sequester. I don't know what that is. Fall Guy again, no idea. Daitan 3 again. Never heard of it. Labyrinth, not bothered. Sky Pirates, playing with something. Mask. I mean, there's so many things that happened in the 80s that I did not know. And then there's the common ones again. I'm sorry. The E.T. one, we're just going to do the bike. That's
it. If that came out in a poly bag, you'd say it's too small.
I mean, it's not minifigure scale, though. Because that's not a minifigure.
Okay, true.
It's different. Like, this is the thing. You can't do...
Zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Like, why would you have so much... Yeah, I agree. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who was in a half show? Godzilla versus Biollante. Is that what that is?
Mm.
Last time I saw a Godzilla film, Lego idea, I wasn't very nice about it. But that's because I don't know what Godzilla looks like.
Okay.
Remember, it looked a bit weird.
Yeah.
Karate Kid. Is that Wipe On?
Yes.
Wipe Off or Wax On, Wax
On? Wax On, Wax On.
Not Windscreen Wipers.
No, not Windscreen Wipers. But...
Spaceballs. Golden Girls. Didn't watch that, but my friend keeps saying how good it is to rewatch. But I'm not going to. A Christmas Story. It's on a book, but I feel like it's a bit too much to be on a book.
Yeah.
Big Soho Loft.
No idea.
No. Growing Pains. It's got a tiny cute green baby. I like babies. Murder, She Wrote. That's very UK specific, isn't it?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that an American thing?
Well, yeah, it was... Oh, Cape Cod?
Okay.
Was it Maine? Might not be Maine. Somewhere around the Maine kind of area.
Mm.
I mean, so... Her grandson was an MP here, so...
In the show?
No. Her actual grandson...
Right.
I think was an MP. I can't remember for which party in the UK. I don't know whether...
Angela Lansbury would have won.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know whether she moved over here or where... So there's some connection with the UK.
Okay. I just know that it was always on our telly, so therefore I assume it's ours. Which is very... Silly thing to assume. The Goonies, Mikey's House. I mean, I don't feel like that's the
house where doesn't feature that much. Morph! In it.
Morph! There's Morph! I mean, what's do 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 do? Is that the gallery for Cape Cod? Do 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 do. I love that part. Full House? Fun House, I'd go for, but I don't know what Full House is. Why is there Jem? Sorry, I got excited. But why is there no Funhouse? Look, Jem is sandwiched between two Beetlejuices, and they pretty much got the same name. I like that the right hand side one better. I think. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't like the pitch of the roof. Anyway, Jem, look at her outfit. Ooh, Jem. What is that bit though? There. What is this?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. It looks like a little sand pit. With a rake sticking out of it. Like, honestly, I have no idea what that is.
No.
But is it a TV build and just some minifigs?
I think so.
Oh, it's disappointing. But also, I love Jem. I feel like I've seen so much more Jem now than I
did as a child. Yes, you are watching every episode of The Girls.
I've Buckaroo Banzai. I don't know what that is.
No.
I just know Banzai. I don't know what that's from. The King and the Mockingbird.
Isn't that from Takeshi's Castle?
Oh, maybe. Garfield. Robin of Sherwood. I've never heard of that series. Obviously, Maid Marian I've heard of. Oh, look, Bill and Ted has gone for the, like, the style of, what was it, the Chinese New Year set, being that weird shape, and then you can sort of spin it around and find things. Yeah. But theirs looks like it might be a bit more sturdy than the other one.
Maybe.
Full House again, In Search of the Princess Bride, Goonies. Interesting Goonies, not, I don't think it's good.
No.
Princess Bride again, Beetlejuice again. Then that Thunder Tank has got better fingers.
But because they've used, you know, I'm assuming, are those Dimensions minifigs for the Thundercats?
I don't know.
So it therefore, using the same minifigs and then having a Thunder Tank makes it look very similar to the previous
Why
one.
Why are they on surfboards? Oh, they had those things, didn't they? Yeah, you're right. I remember now. Oh, Brickheads. Ugh.
Kit and Kat.
Wiley Cat.
Yeah.
Kit Kat. Princess Bride just looks to me that the one on the right just looks like a big rock.
Yeah.
Anne of Green Gables. Why does the house look so different? Is that the same house? I mean, in no way is that the same house. It's the first one we saw. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Sorry.
It's okay.
Inspector Gadget. This podcast is essentially just me sitting and singing. It is. I mean, I can't help myself.
It's weird that like that's the first Gadget one we've seen.
And there's one directly below it. Which do you think is the better of the two?
I think the bottom one.
Yeah. But he's got more gadgets than the top one.
Yeah. But he's too tall and skinny.
Go Gadget. I mean, Inspector Gadget was actually super. We used to play that so much as children.
Did you?
Like, that we had the gadgets and things.
Okay.
Like Penny's Magic Book. Was it Penny?
Yeah. And Brains.
Oh, but it was the book that we had.
Brains was the dog.
I know.
Okay. Let's check it.
But he didn't have a book. That's all I'm getting.
He didn't.
Smurfs Mushroom House doesn't look mushroomy enough. It's too weird looking. And again, more Brickheads. Full House, don't care. Don't know what that is. Lucy, Luke and Jolly Jumper.
Lucky Luke.
Oh, yeah, obviously. I can't read. Oh, look at the Alf Brickhead. That's the worst thing I think I've ever seen.
I think that one looks quite cute.
Oh, no. Just
for a Brickhead.
It's just that I really don't like Alf either, and I don't like Brickheads. And therefore, putting them together, it's just... no, not for me. Labyrinth again. Oh, look, there's another moon. Do you like that moon, or do you prefer the previous moon from the ET?
I'd have to see them side by side to try and work it out.
Because you can't remember.
Yeah.
Because you can't visualise. Well, I'm not going back, so... I'm definitely seeing that Beetlejuice, ET, the most popular. Oh, Coming to America! That's a great film.
Where did I... On one of the streaming services we've got, the sequel to that was on there.
Leaving America?
No, it's Coming to America, but it's
Coming T-W-I. To. Smart. Yeah. Rocky 3? I got the eye of the tiger.
Batteries
not included. Oh, it's the little babies. I love the babies. I hadn't really twigged yet. I was still looking at E.T. thinking that one... Like, why is the base plate a different colour on one side? Oh, because the moon's lighting it up. Okay. Luxo Junior. Oh, is that the Pixar lamp?
Another battery's not included.
They're all sort of standing on sticks. All their little robots. Yeah. That's quite cool. Gremlins! It's Gizmo! What's Pee-wee's Playhouse? Pee-wee's scary looking.
Yeah, I don't think Pee-wee Herman really took off outside of the US, did it?
Is that who that is?
I think so, yeah.
The Turtles one. The colours is all wrong, but the actual set looks quite good. What happened to E.T.?
That's an E.T. brickhead.
I mean, what happened to E.T.?
Yeah. And to be fair, brickheads do have little legs. So.
It's more is it looks like his mouth is like here-ish, and that this is his nose.
Yes.
And then he's got a really cute little pot belly going on. It's just odd.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget again. What's that one? Chippendale Rescue Rangers. And it moves. Are those meant to be clouds they're in? Because they look like giant sneakers.
They do. Sneakers?
Sneakers, yeah. Because of the shape of them, they needed to be sneakers.
Okay.
Just felt like saying sneakers.
Just went very American.
Yeah. Sneakers. What's Family Matters? Never heard of that either.
Again, another US.
Purple Rain. Purple Rain. That's that.
I know.
I like purple. I don't care for that. Like, okay. I'm not going to put that as a set. Like, the concept is fine.
Mm.
You can understand what it is. But again, it's not going to be something that's going to get voted through. The 18 brickheads with a teeny tiny van. Sinbad.
Yeah. I remember, was it Sinbad was on before The Big Breakfast?
Mm.
I think. Had that, or maybe it was part of The Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast was ages ago.
You had them and the Banana Splits.
Sinbad, Banana Splits, and The Big Breakfast.
Yeah.
What kind of Sinbad was it? Like a cartoon?
No.
No, okay. I'm just trying to think what Sinbad I remember. That's another good ET one, but they're all very similar.
They are, yeah.
Ah, it's Rainbow. Rainbow. And now I put that in my head for the rest of maybe 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
I don't think you can really do them in brickhead form though, because like Zippy doesn't really look like Zippy. He just looks like he's got some sort of tassel on him. It's just not right.
Yeah.
I do like those mushroom houses though for the Smurfs. They're really good.
Yes. I think out of all the Smurfs submissions, those that's my favourite,
yeah. And the dinosaurs are pretty cool, the Labrador Time ones. Oh, look, there's some more gremlins for you.
Yeah.
Do you like that one better? You
I quite like the Gizmo one, but yeah.
But no, you need to check to see if there's a dead person in the chimney, right?
No, that's a different house.
What? Is that, oh, it's the girl's house?
Yeah.
It's the boy's house?
No, that's the old woman's house. Oh, no, it's not the old woman's house. No, maybe it could be the boy's house.
Okay.
It's got the car out front.
Look, they've done Japanese like writing in dots.
Hmm.
That's quite cool. Sorry, I'm just reading it.
Okay.
I'm trying to work out Tonari no Totoro. Like, what's the Tonari no bit? Oh, there's Starbug.
Hmm.
Do you think that's the same Starbug that has already been submitted? And they're like, yes, now we've got a reason to put it back in. What was Double Dare? It looks a bit funhousey. But maybe it was nice. Oh my goodness, there's still more. Gargamel, that's Smurfs, isn't
nice,
it?
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that's very similar.
Yeah.
Brickheads, ugh. Ugh, don't like them.
Go back up.
Which one?
The Latin Before Time one, I feel.
It's a bit crowded. It's just a lot of mini dinosaurs.
What's going on.
Yeah. Let's just throw a whole load of dinosaurs together.
Yeah.
It's not a good example.
No.
Oh, look, Gizmo, but, like, you know, what's the kind of clothes you get where if you shimmy, they all shake? I can't...
Doesn't sound like the kind of thing I'd wear.
No, I think it's more of a girl thing.
Okay.
But, like, I guess maybe more tassels, but he just looks like he's wearing a weird sort of fluffy outfit that you can shimmy in. Postman Pat, and it's black and white. Early in the morning. Short Circuit doesn't look right. Like, you've just not got the iconic shape for that. As You Wish. Big the Piano again. I quite like the movement on that one of the figures, but again, the figures I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, look, now we're really into the Gizmo.
Yeah.
Like, none, and loads. BMX Bandits. Whoa, look at Bob Ross. He's got big hair going on.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know he did.
That's a better Short Circuit.
Yeah, that's a much better Short Circuit. But they've already made a Short Circuit. Like, there's the Rebecca one that you can do. There's a boombox scene again. Still don't know what it is. Goonies map.
They've got like the cat bus from Totoro there.
Oh yeah, that's quite cool. That's been on Lego Ideas as well.
Sorry, what is the Goonies map?
It's a map, but it's mainly just printed.
Right.
So I think it's big panels printed, and then some figures.
Okay.
I think it's not quite. Oh, but the bone skeleton thing, this organ, is quite cool. Yeah. Nano. Well, community is great. I'm skipping some.
A lot of the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids have gone with the scene with the Lego brick, haven't they?
Yeah, well, because why would you not?
Yeah.
Roger Rabbit again. Oh, look, they've got Jessica Rabbit, so that wins extra points. Oh, my gosh. That's E.T. in his, 50s. Like, sagging a little.
Yeah.
Spectre Gadget hat. Oh, and again, there's some sort of weird grouping going on.
Yeah.
The Three Terrors of what? I don't know what that is. Oh, Princess Bride. More Bob Ross. Kermit the Frog has his face squished. Like, what happened to his face? Oh, what happened to your face? Blackadder, is that the 80s? Blackadder. The Brickheads Care Bears, like, we see those a lot at shows and things.
Yes.
I'm hoping whoever submitted this, it's their, they made them first. Otherwise they're just like, oh, this thing that I found on the internet.
Yeah.
I'll redesign the tummies, but it's a bit cheeky. Garfield seems to have a large pizza. But a very square pizza. Tom Cruise and Ridley Scott's what? Legend. Never heard of it.
No.
Karate Kid. Oh, look at the big E.T. That's weird. Only Fools and Horses, Brickheads. See, every now and then you get...
I don't think... Looking at those, I'd have recognised them.
No. Maybe Del Boy, but not Rodney.
I like that. The Labyrinth one.
The Dark Crystal?
Yes.
Is that from Labyrinth?
Dark Crystal is...
So you got the thing on.
Yes, it's still Jim Henson. That's what I meant.
Oh, that Gem set's good. They've got the Misfits, they've got Gem, they've got... What's her face? Synergy, the Roadster... I like that one. That one's good. Flash Gordon.
Yep.
Flash. He'll save every one of us. What's a Pumuckle? Never heard of Pumuckle.
No. Hang on. Pumuckle is a red-haired goblin.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Care Bears again. That's a really grumpy-looking one at the front.
Yeah.
There's going to be more. Care Bears. Like, which is your favourite set? Like, what would you pick as a winner? Not which set, but which idea to start with. Like, what do you want to see?
I don't know.
And then we could pick the right one.
Have we seen Jane all of Fonda's, them now?
I think we might have, because there's a thing. Last one you might like. Quantum Leap.
Ziggy.
I mean, what is
that? So that's the little thing that Al would use and tap in stuff.
Right, okay.
That was his like little mobile phone kind of thing.
Okay.
That Alf Brickhead is
lacking.
Just evil.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's the end.
Yeah.
So I think I want the Gem ones because we're into Gem right now and the kids would love them.
Okay.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's some really good Goonies ones in there.
So I think it's hard to pick which is the best.
Yes.
And that's the hard part.
Mm.
But this is the difference between Lego Ideas and the contests or challenges. Because it's not, this is my idea, now you go change it. You are competing. We've all got the same idea to do Goonies. And I've got to do it best.
Yeah.
The quality of your submission is important.
I think the thing is, when there are very similar ones,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be... Because obviously, the set isn't going to look like the submission, because
it
has to meet Lego's building standards and stuff. So there are always going to be changes. And that means when you've got two that look very similar...
Yeah.
And then you look at the final one, it may be difficult to work out which one it looks more like, kind of thing. That's when it gets complicated.
And this might be why they've delayed it. Maybe they've gone, right, we want to do this one, but which of these ones? Because they've done Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles before. Mm. Bob Ross, no one cares. Sorry, people. But some of the one picture does look amazing.
Mm.
And Blues Brothers, not all that exciting. So I think Goonies is a strong one.
Yeah.
One of the Smurf ones I really liked. E.T. came up a lot.
Yeah.
So it's tricky. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm kind of glad we did go through it, actually, because then, unlike with Dungeons & Dragons, where we just saw what came out of it, and then we went back and looked and was like, oh, actually, there were some really good ones that they passed up.
Yeah.
Now we know what is in it.
Yeah.
We'll see what comes from it. But yeah, that was a lot.
It was.
But it was nice to reminisce about our childhood.
It was.
And
I said no Tremors, though.
No.
Tremors must have been 80s, wasn't it?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But as far as I'm concerned, Jem is my winner.
Oh, Tremors was 1990, so it just missed out.
Oh.
It's disappointing.
So what you're saying is that you know nothing about the 80s. But you got the other one. Gremlins is what you said you were expecting to see. And some of the gizmos were pretty good.
Yeah.
So, again, choosing between them might be quite tricky.
Yeah.
I guess we will see what comes of it.
Yeah.
Right, I think
When do we find out? Oh, so, was it the 26th? Is 26th when it opens up to vote? The
crowd vote, yeah. And then...
And how many is that?
I don't know. Is that the five that... Yeah, I think...
Mm.
I think you get five from that and then we get to vote on them? Or I don't know. I guess we'll find out. It might say in here, but... Yeah, a maximum of five entries will be part of the fan vote.
Yeah.
So the winner and entry in the fan vote will be considered as a product idea winner. So there you go. Okay, so quickly, give me some points for the room. I'm not expecting it to be good.
Half.
So it's not got worse. Woohoo, I feel like it has. But let's move on.
Yeah, maybe a quarter.
No, I'm not. No, I won't accept it. I'm sticking with half. Okay, you said that first.
We'll stay with half.
Right, let's know which of the 80s ideas was your favourite. Was there any specific 80s thing that you feel was missing from the submissions that really should have been there? Also, if you want to
listen... Banana Man.
Oh, yeah, Banana Man.
That may have not been 80s, though.
Just... If it was when we were young, we were assuming it's 80s.
Yeah, that's how it generally works. That's where
it's going wrong. Also, if you want to listen to previous episodes of the podcast, I can link those up at the end for you or put them in the show notes. And we'll be back next week for some for some more podcasty goodness. I can't talk.
No, you're really struggling there, aren't you?
Right. Bye.
Bye.